The ESP32S3 Touch LCD 4.3 is, as the name suggests, a module featuring a 4.3-inch touchscreen controlled by the ESP32S3, which is a dual-core, 32-bit Extensa LX7 processor clocked at up to 240 MHz with 8 MB flash and external 8 MB SRAM. The whole is enriched by various peripherals such as RS485, CAN, I2C, a 3.7V lithium battery charger, a micro SD card slot, and not one, but 2 USB Type-C connectors. The module can be bought in our country for about 175 PLN. From abroad, you can import this board cheaper. Information about the board is best checked on the official manufacturer's website. The connectors and onboard circuitry are described there in detail. The board has the classic LVGL demo preloaded, just like the others in the series. Here too, it feels that the FPS is quite low. The ESP32 display panel can be uploaded to the board, as I have shown for the ESP32S3 Touch LCD 5 board. It's just that in this case, we should uncomment the option with Board WaveShare ESP32S3 Touch LCD 4.3, although in practice, in my case, it wasn't needed. These boards are so similar that the only difference was the size of the ESP32 flash memory. Both are ESP32S3 Room 1, but one is MCN 8R8, 8 MB, 16 MB, MCN 16 MB flash, RAM 8 MB in both. The program from the 16 MB version does not even start. The solution turned out to be editing the board custom.json file, changing the default 16 MB CSV partition table to default 8 MB CSV. I also changed the flash size in the upload section. I have prepared simple example code for this, which sequentially creates different types of components within a single template. The above code creates successively a label, LV label with text in large font. Centered on the screen, a container/template LV object with a flexible horizontal layout, LV flex flow row, and spacing between elements. Button with click label, text box, LV text area with hint text, text dot. Checkbox, LV checkbox with the text agree. Line chart, LV chart with sample data. Switch, LV switch. Slider, LV slider with a range of 0 to 100 and a set value of 40. Progress bar, LV bar with a set value of 70. A drop-down menu, LV drop-down with 3 options to choose from. Result. Basically, that's it. You can program. Finally, a comparison between the 4.3-inch and 5-inch versions. In summary, this was a very similar board to the already discussed WaveShare ESP32S3 Touch LCD 5. There were no differences on the display control side. Only the ESP32 partitions had to be changed, and it managed to be programmed just like the 5. The rest is identical to the 5. Here too, the display seemingly looks good, but the frame rate often drops quite low, and it feels not as responsive as today's mobile devices. Do you have any ideas what kind of projects can be done on this type of display? I already have 2. It's time to harness them to work somehow. I am attaching the board schematic.